This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What you gonna do with all those dicks? All those dicks inside your podcast? My dicks, my lovely bendy dicks. And I am Dan Bendy Dictos. This is Compact Dicks, and you are
Dan, my father's favourite son. I'm Jamie Deacon of this podcast. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're overtired. I'm losing my voice a bit. The time is right to ramble some shit into a microphone. Yeah.
Prepare yourself, listeners. Baby, it's going to be good.
If you're wondering what this is, if you're new to Compact Dicks, it's Compact Dicks. It's the listener-generated version of Desert Island Dicks, where you, the public, get to have your say. Everyone wants to have their say, don't they?
I started reading some article earlier that was just like, do you feel like you are part of the general public? And I was like, that is interesting, but I feel like that is the tangent that I kind of bring up at this time of night that we do not need to go on right now.
We don't have time for that. This is Compact Dicks. We've had people get in touch with us at dickspod.com/contact and on Twitter and Instagram at dickspod. Mm. And they have just told us what they think. Last week, I'm just going to get straight into it, man. I'm just going to
Don't fuck about.
Last week, we were asking specifically for like disappointing meals because we were talking about theme parks being such disappointing places for food, especially because they're sort of exciting places, so it's a shame that the food is so disappointing. And so we wanted other examples of disappointing food. I have one. This one is from our old friend Instagram. Boom. And it's on Instagram from our old friend Emzo Lorenzo. She says, I absolutely live for eating out. Can't wait to go to a restaurant and eat all of the food. One of the most underwhelming meals for me is a cold salad with cold ham and a cold boiled egg.
Yes.
The other meal that is absolutely rotten is coddle, basically a boiled sausage. I also find soup quite underwhelming, as it can be nice as a starter and part of a meal in a restaurant, but soup as a meal by itself with no bread for me is just quite a sad meal. She goes on to say, have you heard of Brinner? I also find it disappointing. It's when you have breakfast food for dinner.
Oh, no. No. I'm not having a bowl of shreddies for dinner.
No. I mean, I think you can eat cereal at night if you're in any way. Yeah, if you're high, basically, is when you can eat cereal at night.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
That's the only time.
I spoke to someone the other day, and they were telling me that they had porridge for dinner. And I just was overwhelmed with sadness. I just thought,
that is really depressing.
Something so depressing about that.
Oh, man. That's just, yeah. I mean, cereal for dinner makes more sense than porridge, even though porridge is more fulfilling and like, hearty. Congee, that's rice porridge. That counts. That's
all right.
And you
can chuck some nice flavours in there, get some mushrooms, some meat, some delicious spices. Oh, yeah. I'm into that, Dan. Yeah, I'll have a jock anytime.
Yeah. But, I suppose that's technically a breakfast thing. But, you know, it's so savoury. It's okay. Oh, yes. But, yeah, I think that's fair. James, what have you got?
I've got an email here, and this email comes in from Joe. And Joe said, Hi, chaps. Once again, I feel compelled to inform you what things boil my piss.
I want to know.
He says, on the subject of disappointing food, potential controversial choice here, I would pick your fast food chains like McDonald's or KFC, etc. The reason being, when someone suggests said fast food, it always seems like a fantastic idea, and then you receive your order. It's always better in your head than what you actually receive. Hopefully that's not too controversial for you guys, but as always, absolutely love the podcast, and you will continue to make fantastic episodes. And you will continue to make fantastic episodes. Okay.
Is that a threat? That last bit isn't written in capitals, is it?
No, but it's very threatening.
I'm glad he believes in us.
Yeah, someone's got to.
I know I'm with you on this. I think like most of those. I mean, occasionally I have them, but I'm very. I remember after your live episode of Desert Island Dicks when we had Tom Allen Christmas. Ages ago, I was like, I'd had a few drinks, not many, but I had a few, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to have a McDonald's. I never normally do. I was going to go to Five Guys and try and elevate the experience, and it was like £8. I was like, nah, I'll go to McDonald's. And I'd had just enough drinks where I think I'll enjoy this, because normally I can't eat it unless I'm drunk. But I thought, this is good. I'm perfect. And I went in, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have a meal and extra nuggets. And like all of it was so bad. It just been must have been sitting there for so long. It was like the driest, hardest thing. And I was like, this is supposed to be like my guilty pleasure now. And it's just guilt. It's just shit.
Just,
you know?
Mad disappointment. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I was really hungover on Saturday, and my wife took my kids out for a bit, and I ordered a McDonald's to be delivered to the house. And I sat on my sofa just in a ball, and I ate... a Big Mac and nuggets, and it was absolutely fine. But at that point, I couldn't muster the energy to make anything else. Yeah. But I know exactly what you mean, yeah, sure.
I don't think I can have it at home. That's too wrong. I can order other burgers in, but nothing like McDonald's can't be in my house. Yeah. Just not as a snobby thing. It's just like the wrong setting for me. It doesn't work.
Oh, I had it with I got them to deliver a Coca-Cola and a coffee. With it. Oh, good God. An insight there, listeners, into my life. Okay, cool. Well, there we go. That was that. So take that in your pipe and smoke it, everyone. Dan, have you got one? Pow.
I've got a beauty here. And this comes from Dorinda. And Dorinda says, hi, guys. Hope my two favourite dick lords are keeping well. And congratulations, Dan, on your new arrival. Thank you very much. Got to say, I love your podcast. And James, you have the most infectious laugh. I also love the incongruity of the jovial music quickly followed by the slandering of all things dickish. On to my disappointing food dick, as is the theme of this Compact Dicks. I was at a wedding a few years ago of a couple who were really into charity events and fundraising. We arrived at the reception after a long and boring ceremony, starving and ready for a good old knees up. The dining area was divided into two parts, so 40% of the guests on one side, 60% on the other. On the 60% side, there was a bowl of rice on the table and a note saying, as a fasting gesture for charity, 60% of people in the world have less than a bowl of rice to eat every day, and the couple had done this in solidarity, and instead of splashing out on fancy food for all the wedding guests, only 40% would get a full dinner. And the rest of us chumps would get a bowl of rice. The money saved would be donated to charity. Needless to say, after a few too many drinks were had, rice was thrown at the couple as they tucked into their shoulder of lamb, and chaos ensued with tables being kicked over and guests tearing each other apart. The couple are lucky to have found each other, as I don't think they have many friends left. Cheers from Ireland.
My God. That is good.
That is mad, isn't it?
That's crazy. I can't believe we've got listeners in Ireland. I mean, that's
the craziest part of that for you.
Oh, God, no, that is insane. I mean, okay, right. Let's unpack that slightly. So, I understand that you want to make a gesture, right? Mm. But as a guest at that wedding, you would be pissed if you were in but that 60%.
Like, either you do it, you say instead of having a banquet, like, please eat before you arrive as we're donating all the money that we would spend to charity. Or you say, instead of gifts, we're donating, no, please donate at this link to our charity. Like, that's what you do. You don't do, but how do you decide who's in the 40%?
Also, like, and if you're the couple and you're having a shoulder of lamb.
That is so messed up.
That's crazy.
You can't have it both ways. Like, what do they think is going to happen?
Oh, my God.
Just fucked. But, I mean, I'm glad it happened because it's content from the gods.
It is very chef's good. Kiss. It's great for us. Yes, a chef's kiss for you.
And I am sorry that, you know, 60% of the world live on less than a bowl of rice a day.
I mean, that's sad.
Content is not worth that much.
No.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Good story.
I think it's at this point in the podcast where we go to the aforementioned John Deacon, my dad, and your kind of
surrogate dad.
Surrogate dad, yeah.
Spirit dad.
Yeah.
He's my spirit dad.
I mean, you speak to him as much as I do. Apart from via this podcast form. And so I'm starting to think that he only uses me for this conduit now. Otherwise, he would have disowned me by now. But anyway, let's just hear from him. This is what he's got to say.
Hi, James. Hi, Dan. Well, a couple of weeks since we last recorded. Put out a couple of good episodes there, Dan, with music producer Tiga and comedian Huge Davis. But I'd also like to say that I listened to the episode that you were in on Podcaster, and it did make me chuckle, the thought of you embarrassingly standing there in just your socks. So, yeah, that was very funny. Now, in the week of recording, there's been some great news that now that shops can open, and hairdressers, and also outside dining, but most importantly, we can all pop down the pub for a pint. Happy days. Now, last week, you asked the listeners for their food dicks, and I've got a veritable smorgasbord from the back catalogue. Now, firstly, I'd like to recommend Glamroux and Crystal's episode. Their choice was goat's cheese. Glamroux goes on to say how that when she was a trainee veterinarian, how she used to have to do a procedure on goats and also cows, and that's why she hates goat's cheese, and that is very funny, well worth a listen. Next up, I recommend Michael Odawale's episode, which also involves a goat. Now, he's got the Nigerian heritage, and when he went to visit his relatives in Nigeria, he tells a story of how he had to befriend and fed this goat, and at the end of his stay there, they cooked it and he ate it. That is a hilarious episode, also well worth a listen. Next up, I've got Chloe Petz's episode and her hatred of sweet corn. And she goes on to ponder whether, if you had a poo sample taken to the doctors, whether they would be able to pull enough information off of one grain of sweet corn. So that is very funny. Now, speaking earlier about actually going down the pub for a pint, I actually went down our local pub with James's mum the other day, and lo and behold, I bumped into Miles Chapman, who him and Marco Sullivan, stars of the Channel 4 comedy series Lee and Dean, in their episode, Miles chose one of my favourites, and I've recommended this before, and that's actually the must-go meal, and that is a brilliant episode, well worth a re-listen. So my recommendations for this week are Denim, featuring Glamroux and Crystal, comedian Michael Odawale's episode, comedian Chloe Petz's episode, and also, as an add-on, one that I've recommended before, Marco Sullivan and Miles Chapman's episodes. So hope you enjoy. Cheers, bye.
Thorough, comprehensive.
Oh my, thorough as ever, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He does not do things by halves, does old John Deacon.
Also, look, you are solidified as the fourth Deacon's son. And you'd come straight in as the oldest son. you'd be my older brother, and I could go to you for advice and such and like.
All the wisdom from me you'll get. And you got that to look forward to, bro.
Yeah. Cheers, Dan.
But yeah, no, a good solid selection. And hey, and nice of him to listen to the episode of Podcaster that I was on. So thanks, John.
I haven't even listened to it.
Well, you can, because it's out now.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And Dan's going to be doing a Desert Island Dicks calendar of pictures of him just in his socks.
At
some point in the future, maybe the end of the year.
You'll find out what that's about if you listen to the podcast. But essentially, it's kind of there's times where you get. They asked me. I was asked when was the last time you've been embarrassed, and it's something that I always find really embarrassing, even if I'm just on my own. Is like, you know, if you're sort of getting changed. And you've already got your socks and your pants on, and you change your trousers, and you just for a minute you're just wearing pants and socks, or sometimes just socks if you need to change your pants as well. I fucking hate that. Anyway, more wisdom from me on there, James.
So people, if they go to DixPod at DixPod on Twitter, they can see the link there and go and listen to Dan being fantastic, apparently on that podcast.
Hey, not my words, the words of John Deacon. And not even really his words, but he alluded to the fact.
Yeah, he knows. Hey, Dan, you got another one from the Pod Bank?
Yeah, I've got a little one here on Instagram, at DixPod, on the disappointing meals food theme. This is from Ed Newton, and he says, beetroot can fuck right off. If I want to eat something that tastes of soil, I'll go into my garden and chow down on some fucking soil. Sorry, not a meal, but I had to get that off my chest. I quite agree. I've never seen eye to eye with beetroot. I do not understand it at all.
I would mostly agree. Quite overrated, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Dan, I have one here.
I want to hear it.
And this is from Dylan.
Dylan, our youngest listener, Dylan.
This is from our youngest listener, Dylan. Now, Dylan has emailed in and said, leading on from the subject on disappointing food, I have one. When I went to the south of France, I bought a creme brulee on a beachside cafe, and the top wasn't crispy, and the cream was all soggy. Sorry, I was doing a real Gordon Ramsay, but my vent is over. And that's kind of it. But Dylan says, on a higher note, I hope Dan's newborn child is okay, which is lovely. And
he's
I
fine.
Want to linky my mum's article about me to prove that financial analyst Louise Cooper is my mum.
Yeah, well.
So he's put a link, right? And the link is to coopercity.co.uk/driven-to-distraction-holidaying-with-my-car-museum-obsessed-son.
I read this article.
Did you know this article before?
No, but you last week we were, because when Dylan first wrote in and said he was 11 years old, and we were going back and forth going, is he? Then his mum wrote in to verify that he was 11, and you sent me a link to her website, and I read this article. It was for the Times, wasn't it?
It's for the Times. But I just... So, I want to believe... there's still a big part of me that can't believe that Dylan is who he says he is.
James,
and I don't know why he would make it up. This is irrational, right?
James, but he's not catfishing you. You've just got incredibly broad appeal. Dylan, thank you for listening.
Okay. Thanks, Dylan.
Okay, now we're almost finished, but don't forget you can always get in touch with the people and things you hate at dixpod.com/contact, or you can get in touch with us on Instagram and Twitter at dixpod. And James, you, as we say, we always say, you know, you can contact us about anything, but if you want something specific to get in touch about, James, you have one for next week. You have a topic.
Yeah, so something that has been the bugbear this week has been Those people that have been for a pint. So, like, I haven't had the opportunity to go for a pint. I didn't have the foresight to book a table. I've also got two small children, which makes it difficult. And we are, you know, we are coming out of extremely strange, locked indoors all the time, COVID times. But a lot of people that I speak to and a lot of people I know did have the foresight and have been for a pint. And for those reasons, I can't really look at social media at the minute, because they're using social media to, I feel, personally attack the fact that I haven't been for a pint. So I think this week we're going to go for a social media dicks. Yeah. And we can keep it fairly open-ended. There, you know, there's often a different class of social media dick. At one point or another, the worst social media dick was a type of person on Facebook, but maybe now it's the people that are goading me with pints on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, I always hate the people who sort of like express their love. You know, when it's sort of like wishing my wife good luck in her exam today or something, you're like, well, did you not just tell her yourself? Like, why are you trying to, like, you're putting it on social media, like, now I have to think that you're a good person. Just like, tell your wife. Tell her yourself.
Just go and tell her.
Just
you're
go
right.
and tell her.
That is, like, that is
she,
fantastic.
Did she kick
one.
You out or something? Like, is that why you're doing it on here? Just go and fucking tell her. It'll mean more. Stuff like that really pisses me off. Like, indirect sort of compliments or indirect kind of congratulations and things like that. Like, happy birthday to this one.
Oh, no, yeah. I anyone that writes this one on a post, that's painful.
So that kind
of
thing.
I think this is good. There's a solid foundation here for some good dicks.
Good. Okay. Well, right. Get your dicks sent in to us, and we'll have a play with them next week.
Play with your dicks next week. Dickspod.com/contact or at Dickspod on all the social media platforms.
Yeah. Great. Well, this has been really fun, James. So
Great.
Gonna see you next week. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.